Konnichiwa. Rocket Japanese へようこそ。
Welcome to the introduction to the Rocket Japanese Interactive Audio Course. In this course, you will not only learn to understand spoken Japanese conversations, but you'll also be taking part in them yourself. My name is Kenny Squire, and I'll be your host. I spent some time living in Kyoto, and I love speaking Japanese. For the last 12 years, I've run a touring company that takes all sorts of Japanese travelers to all the popular holiday spots in England and the States. I've gotten to know not only the wonderful Japanese language, but also many, many wonderful Japanese people. I still play golf with some of our former clients. It is my pleasure to introduce you to your Rocket Japanese co-host, Sayaka Matsuura. She is a native Japanese speaker from Osaka, which is the second biggest city in Japan. She's got a real passion for her language and culture. And with her enthusiasm and smile that even looks good on radio, our Rocket Japanese listeners just can't go wrong.
Why, thank you, Kenny. Rocket Japanese へようこそ. That's a very warm welcome to you. I'm Sayaka, and I'm really looking forward to taking the very first step with you towards learning the beautiful Japanese language.
So, what exactly is an interactive audio course, and how do you use it? The best way to learn any language is to actually use it in conversation. And this interactive audio course will teach you to do just that. It's interactive because you'll be speaking Japanese with us during each lesson. As a result, make sure that you listen to this course in a place where you can speak aloud, some place where you don't have to hold back. Having a clear space will help you approach your learning with a clear mind.
I once had a friend who studied Japanese using a notebook that he looked at whenever he was waiting at the traffic signals and in traffic jams.
Right, do whatever it takes. Anyway, repeating the words aloud is an essential part of this course. You may think that repeating words in your head is good enough, but I know from experience that thinking of the right word doesn't always help you say them on cue. Here's how it works. Every time Saika tells you a Japanese word, phrase, or sentence, we'll give you a chance to say it as well. First, she'll say the word or phrase twice in Japanese. Then remind us of the English translation. Pay close attention to her pronunciation. I'll then prompt you to say the word after her. She'll say it two more times with a big pause after each time. And that's when we'll be expecting to hear your conversational Japanese. Now, it's time to listen to our very first conversation. You may feel overwhelmed at first by all the new words. When you do, relax, take a deep breath, and try counting to 10.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, whoa. Okay, hold on, slow down. Why don't we make that 10 in English? Or now that we've got your attention, maybe 3 in Japanese. Sayaka.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
One more time.
1, 2, 3.
Thank you, Sayaka. Now back to our first conversation. After we go through it once from top to bottom, we'll break down each new word and phrase. This is how you'll learn not only what each word means, but also how and when to say it. After all, the best way to figure out how something works is by taking it all apart and then examining all of the component parts. Language is no different. Of course, taking it apart is the easy bit. Eventually, you'll have to get good at putting it all back together. But there's plenty of time for that. Ready? Saika-san, konnichiwa.
Kenny-san, konnichiwa. O genki desu ka?
Genki desu. Arigato. Anata wa?
Watashi mo genki desu. Arigato.
So Saika, how about we start with the basics? How would you say hello to someone in Japanese?
Konnichiwa. Konnichiwa. Hello.
Great, that's hello. Now, for all you people out there in Radio Land, it's time you give it a try. Your first Japanese greeting. Repeat after Sayaka and try to match her pronunciation.
Konnichiwa. Konnichiwa.
This greeting works fine in passing, but you can take it a step further by politely asking how the other person is. You can ask how someone is in Japanese by saying, "O genki desu ka?" The phrase, "O genki desu ka?" means, "How are you?" We'll break it down more in a minute. But for now, you heard a ka at the end of "O genki desu ka?" Ka is used to make questions when added to the end of a Japanese verb. Now, as you'll find out pretty quick, the grammar of Japanese, as of all of the Asian languages, is very different from what we're familiar with in our Western languages. But one thing that you can count on is the inflection that goes up at the end of a sentence when a question is asked. So listen to the whole phrase, and we'll go through it again in parts. Try to match the way Sayaka is saying it.
お元気ですか?お元気ですか? How are you?
Good. Now it's your turn.
お元気ですか? お元気ですか?
Okay. Now it's time to consider your response. When Sayaka asked me how I was, I replied with 元気です. 元気です means I am well. And you'll see that it's basically a part of the question, how are you, repeated back as an answer. Sayaka.
元気です。元気です。I am well.
Okay, your turn.
元気です。元気です。
Right. Now, for the last bit of your answer, you'll be using a phrase that you may well have heard before. Arigato. Arigato is thanks, which is possibly the most important word in the Japanese language. Japanese people are known for their extraordinary manner of courtesy and respect, and it would be no surprise if you've heard this phrase before. Please listen to Sayaka-san.
Arigato. Arigato. Thanks.
You try it after her.
Arigato. Arigato.
Okay, let's put our response all together now. Sayaka.
元気です。ありがとう。元気です。ありがとう。I am well. Thanks.
Now you try.
元気です。ありがとう。元気です。ありがとう。
Great. Let's round out your response now by politely asking how the other person is doing. For that, we'll be using the phrase anata wa, which means, and you? Anata means you, and wa makes you the subject of the phrase. Let's listen to Sayaka-san.
Anata wa? Anata wa? And you?
You try now.
Anata wa? Anata wa?
Let's listen to the whole phrase again.
元気です。ありがとう。あなたは?元気です。ありがとう。あなたは? I am well, thanks. And you?
Your turn.
元気です。ありがとう。あなたは? 元気です。ありがとう。あなたは?
Okay, so now the very last thing we need in this basic exchange is a response back in turn that says something along the lines of, I too am well. And don't forget about the all-important thanks that follows. We can use the phrase, watashi mo, placed in front of what we have already learned to say, I too. Watashi means I, and mo means too. Listen to how it sounds.
Watashi. Watashi. I. Watashi mo. Watashi mo. I too.
You try.
Watashi mo. Watashi mo.
Are you ready to add that part to the rest of the response? We want to say, I too am very well, thanks. And you already know, very well, thanks. Which in case you already forgot is, Genki desu. Arigato. So here we go.
Watashi mo genki desu. Arigato. Watashi mo genki desu. Arigato. I too am well. Thanks.
Now you.
Watashi mo genki desu. ありがとう。私も元気です。ありがとう。
Great! Now let's throw that entire dialogue at you and try to pick up the meaning of the words as we go. Please listen and we shall repeat that introductory dialogue. Saika-san, konnichiwa.
Kenny-san, konnichiwa. O genki desu ka?
Genki desu. Arigato. Anata wa?
Watashi mo genki desu. Arigato.
If you're following that, you're doing well. But unfortunately, even our simple greeting in Japanese is about to get more complex. In Japan, we use different greetings depending on the time of day. For example, if we meet someone before 11 in the morning, we would say good morning to greet them. This greeting in Japanese is Ohayo gozaimasu. It's a long word, but there might be an easy way to remember it. The first part actually rhymes with the name of the Midwestern state, Ohayo. After that, there's a part that sounds like go. So Ohayo go will give you a head start on this one. Listen to Sayaka-san.
Ohayo gozaimasu. Ohayo gozaimasu. Good morning.
Now your turn.
Ohayo gozaimasu. Ohayo gozaimasu.
And here's what it would sound like in conversation. Sayaka-san, ohayou gozaimasu.
Kenny-san, ohayou gozaimasu.
Moving along, we've pretty much got you covered for midday greetings, for which you use konnichiwa. But as the day wears on and you head into evening, we use yet another basic greeting that is roughly the same as saying good evening. That's konbanwa. Listen to Sayaka-san.
Konbanwa. Konbanwa. Good evening.
You say it now, after Sayaka.
Konbanwa. Konbanwa.
You'll remember the wa at the end of the expression, which is addressing the greeting to you. Here's how it might sound on the evening streets of, say, Osaka. Sayaka-san, konbanwa.
Kenny-san, konbanwa.
Great. That's about all the basic greetings you'll need.
Well, Kenny, we might add one more.
What's that?
When you answer the phone, you greet someone with a different phrase too.
And that is?
Moshimoshi.
That's right, Sayaka. And it also happens to be one of my most favorite things to say in Japanese, moshimoshi. It sounds more like walking through an English field in the rain. But moshimoshi is what you say when you pick up the phone. Of course, if you use this greeting, you'll have to explain to Japanese callers pretty quick that you don't speak much Japanese at this point. But that's all on the agenda for the upcoming lessons of Rocket Japanese. Well, you've successfully made it to the end of the introduction and first lesson of the Rocket Japanese interactive audio course. Make sure you practice your greetings and salutations in the meantime with anyone that will listen. Tune in next time for your Rocket Japanese lesson 1.1, where you learn to move beyond the ice-breaking stage and learn to introduce yourself in Japanese. Oh, and of course, we wouldn't send you away from a lesson on how to say hello without a basic way to say goodbye. So from Kenny and Sayaka,
sayonara!